jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year. Oh, ho, 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 ho. This year, and I want to announce that the Thomas Edison Innovative Elf Award goes to Yinmai Katsura for her Yu-Gi-Oh! Cell phone toy that is both fun and functional. Oh. Congratulations, Yinmai.
Except when your kids start calling Osaka on Mommy-O's bill.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe we should make cell phone look like instead, Yinmai.
What a great idea, honey. You truly are the king of toys.
Well, that's why they call me Santa Claus. Santus Claus, king of toys. It's Latin, eight.
Oh, really?
No, I'm just pulling your mistletoe, Mrs. Claus.
Oh. Well, pull, and ye shall receive jolly old Saint Titlet.
Oh. Well, as you can well see, we're simply bubbling with excitement over these joyous Christmas holidays.
Oh, simply bubbling over like a geyser. Watch out!
You get me with that every time.
Happy birthday!
Thank you. Well, that's why we want to make sure that everyone here feels comfortable about everything in the workshop before we begin spreading our Christmas joy this holiday season. Because I'm so glad that Mrs. Claus's idea for Suggestion Box was such a hit this year, as it really opens the lines of communication with all of us.
Here's one, honey.
Thank you. The first one is from Lars Elfrich.
Lars!
Come over here, Lars! Oh, dear. Goo! Is it possible that we can listen to more Christmas music while we're in the workshop, as I find the recent trend of talk radio to be grating and ultimately distracting? Well, certainly. Lars, you know, I'm sure we can come to some compromise where the music listeners and the talk radio listeners can find some sort of compromise. That'll be an easy one. Thank you, Lars.
Here's one, honey.
This next one comes from Rudolph.
Oh, Rudolph. Hi, Rudolph. Hi.
Sorry you have to stand outside, but you pooped everywhere. Is it possible for there to be an eggnog made with soy milk in addition to the regular eggnog this year, as to not discriminate against the lactose intolerant? Oh, why, certainly, Rudolph. I had no idea you were suffering from such an affliction. You know. Is that a recent discovery? It makes you feel bloated. Well, we very well can't have a bloaty reindeer at the lead this year. No, sir.
You know.
Soy nog it is.
Going now. Okay, let's get some more. Yeah. Oh, there's one right here from the box. Right out of the box. There you go.
What you doing, Mrs. Claus? Mrs. Claus, this has no name on it.
Oh.
It says, Santa, will you inspire us all with one of your famous Christmas stories to get us in the giving spirit this year? Who the Charles Dickens? Why, this is a surprise. Why, Mrs. Claus, I thought my stories put everyone to sleep.
I cannot tell a fib for long. I just love your stories, Fantastic Claus.
Oh!
Well,
I feel the same thing about you too, Snugglebug.
Oh, watch it.
Sorry. Fancy hands. Cancellation. Where was I? Well, I've got just the story to get the Christmas cider flowing through our Christmas veins. It's called A Polyphonic Christmas Carol. Yeah! Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse.
Yep.
Well, except for the chaotic clatter coming from one room in Dallas, Texas, it sounded like a fight between 12 Tyrannosaurus Rexes.
Sounds rowdy!
A symphonic rock band by the name of the Polyphonic Spree was rehearsing once again for its Christmas extravaganza.
Oh, I love how that rhymes! Oh.
This their fifth annual show of the year 2004. Their voices clacked and clashed and clanged with each colossal roar. They quarreled over the past several times, but something in the air whispered, "This is the last."
Oh, no.
A foul brew was briskly bubbling in the brain of band leader Timmy D. Could this mean the end of the Polyphonic Spree? To all his humble troops amazement, Tim stormed out of his bandstand basement and back to base camp, fuming, furious, to face his verdict, stern and serious. His humbug mumbling rumbled on. Oh, how far down had Tim's rabbit hole gone? The cuckoo clock was inching towards midnight when a messenger came to deliver some insight.
I'm sick of this crap, man. I'm too old to put up with this same childish crap year after year. You know, forget them. Forget the Christmas show. Forget the band. I'm glad I quit. You know, it's tired anyway. It's not like they're gonna miss us the way records and MP3s have been selling. It's over. It's been over. We just didn't want to say it. Well, I did. God, think of all the time I've wasted, all the projects I could have been working on if I didn't have all these selfish children to drag behind me all the time. You know what? I wish I'd never started the polyphonic spree. Hello?
He answered.
Timothy DeLauder?
Yeah, what do you want?
It's God, Timothy.
What? You know, I'm really not in the mood right now. I gotta go.
No, I know it's difficult to believe, Timothy, but this is the Lord your God, and I've been watching you, Timothy.
Oh, it's God. Oh, thank you. I was worried. Hey, God. Gotti, guess what? Tell me something about me that only you would know.
I didn't expect him to challenge me, honey.
Hello?
What should I say?
Well, it sounds like you should tell him something about himself only you would know. Don't you think, Captain Claus?
Hello?
Hold on. You're so smart. Sorry. Timothy, remember when you were 6 years old and you wrote Santa Claus a letter asking for a $6 million man toy? And you ended the letter with a cartoon doodle of yourself flying through the air with a Superman cape with two thumbs up. And then you had a thought bubble that said, Santa is Superman, with a comma between super and man so that it read, Santa is Superman, which is funny and actually creative for a six-year-old boy, rather than the alternative, Santa is Superman, which we all know is fairly accurate, except for the x-ray vision and bullets and, you know, and
God?
Yes!
Yes, my son.
I didn't know.
Never fear, my son. Remember, it was I that called you. And thank you for accepting the charges.
Yeah. Okay.
Timothy. Tonight we'll be visited by three angels. Spirit escorts, if you will. At the stroke of midnight, your journey will begin. And Timothy,
yeah?
Be careful what you wish for, because you just might get your wish.
Be careful what I wish for. I didn't wish for anything for Christmas. Hello? Hello? God? God just hung up on me. I wonder if this is what the burning bush is like. Hallmark, the ghost of Christmas past, here to help you get well soon. That's what you've been looking for, isn't it? What are you talking about, and what are you dressed like that for?
I'll never you mind, Nancy Drew. Why don't you just take a walk with me? There's something I think you'd like to see.
My feet are moving, but I'm not wanting to. I'm not controlling this. This is weird.
Oh, Tim. An open heart in a single footstep can deliver you to a brighter tomorrow. That's right. Take a look up here. Look at what's coming on the left. Does this house look familiar?
Oh my God, that's the house I grew up in. Oh my gosh, and that's me when I was 7 or 8. No, that's when I was 7, because that's the year I got the spin art paint set I'm playing with.
That's before I figured out that the machine spun the canvas for you.
Timothy, it's time for dinner.
I'll be right there in a minute, Mom.
In the town.
Love that song. I wish it would have never ended.
Of course not, you silly bug. But just like the end of one season brings on a new season, so does one song give birth to a new one. Let's take a look at the same house just a few years later, shall we?
So young and innocent back then. Oh my gosh! Oh my. This is unbelievable. Oh my gosh. Look at my hair! These pants! Oh my god, I did think I was John Lennon.
Last night I had a dream, Julie. I saw it. I was singing in front of this band at a crowded supermarket, and instead of cans of food and sugar and produce, the shelves were covered with newborn babies singing to our music. Out of their mouths came bubbles and fluorescent beams of light. All the people stopped their cars and started singing along, too. And as they sang, we got younger and younger and younger until we were all newborn babies singing and laughing. And I knew we had started something big. And I mean really big. I want to start that band, Julie. I want it to be as good as the Beatles. No, better than the Beatles. I want a band that shows the world that it's okay to love one another. And one that really rocks, man. I mean, run so hard it makes them get off their bottom dollars. Makes them dance in the sunshine, mama. Woo!
Golly, Tim, you sure were a dreamer back then.
Oh, yeah. That's when the seed was planted, all right, for the polyphonic spree.
But, Tim, you never started the polyphonic spree.
What are you talking about, Cardboard? Of course I did. We've been touring for years. We've got records out. We just got back from the Nobel Peace Prize Awards. We've been doing it.
Oh, I'm sorry, but it says right here that at the stroke of midnight, Christmas 2004, you distinctly wish that, quote,
I never started the polyphonic spree.
Well, yet that's your wish, and now it never happened. You never thought of it. You never even got off your beanbag and realized it. Your entire band's career has been wiped off the timeline of history forever.
What?
And what a relief, right, Timmy?
No.
Because
no.
They were just a bunch of
selfish children to drag
behind you all the time.
What? No, I was angry. I didn't mean that. No.
You were angry? Well, you did it.
No. But I didn't mean it.
What? What is that? Oh, goodness. Your time's up. I gotta go.
No, where are you going?
I gotta go.
No, wait. What? You can't just tell me this.
I'm showing cast all week. Hey, Tim,
my feet!
Your solo career.
What have you done to my feet? Wait, where are you going?
Oh, and Tim.
Yeah?
Just remember, caring and sharing are like the leaves of a petunia. See, sweeties.
Alone again in sheer confusion. Could it be his mind Tim's losing? No polyphonics recreated. No albums albumed. No tour dates dated. It couldn't be. There's no logic to it. He paces round. He must think through it. Until he's interrupted once again by what looks like RoboCop's robo-girlfriend.
Honeyberry, stop it with the lasers. I'm not sure I'm ready for any more reality just yet. Whatever reality this is anyway. Who are you?
Well, I'm Robocopia, Ghost of Christmas Present. And I'll tell you how much reality you're ready for. Not the other way around. Got it, Rockstar?
Yeah, you both opened up.
That's Robocopia! And you better saddle up, Daddy, because this next shot just might knock you off your pretty pink pony. Come with me. Take a look at this go-getter. Does this look familiar?
Yeah, well, do you want to change back to your old furry self?
That's my living room. But who's that on the couch?
Obligated by law to satisfy the grace of this.
Oh my God, no, that's me! I look horrible. What happened?
The hearing of the design is so.
Well,
good morning to you on.
Let's just say that all of the creative free time you wish for without the extra baggage of the polyphonic spree has allotted you all of this precious free time. You've desperately been lacking it all in these wasted years, right?
Well, I don't even look like I've gotten up in years.
Oh, well, that's because you haven't. And neither have the members of your on-board band.
No! Not Mark! Not Mark! No! What are they doing? What's wrong with this? What's happened?
Don't worry about them, Tim. They can't hear you with the TV on. You know, without your band and the ripple effect of bands like yours succeeding in a controlled media market, all independent radio, television, and film have been overrun by one corporation called Clear Station. Simplistic and addictive of all forces in history. A reality television show about average people watching a reality television show.
No! No!
Without receiving his adoption from the orphanage, the positive reinforcement, and the ever-increasing salary of the polyphonic spree, orphan Tiny Tim will never receive the proper medication or necessary medical attention to battle his attention deficit disorder or his lifelong battle with dyslexia. Frankly, without the polyphonic spree, homeless, hopeless, Blind Tim will never learn how to read.
Haven't paid your Verizon bill in 25 years.
Who said that?
James Earl Jones.
Really?
No, not really. Let's just say I'm a means to an end, Timothy. It's not so much who I am, but what I have to show you. Since the dawn of time, man has leaned toward his own fatal urge to extinguish himself. With every great invention for the improvement of life came an equal, if not greater, invention for destruction. Perhaps proving that life is nothing more than a series of game board caricatures, played out time and time again until the game board itself has been leveled and all the players have been destroyed. Welcome, Timothy. to 2014. Without the appearance of the Polyphonic Spree on the Oprah Winfrey Show in 2006, Oprah lost faith in her proactive healing empire, canceled her TV show and magazine, went bankrupt on a gourmet food binge that lasted well into her 60s, at which point she, having lost the admiration of her fan base as well as her own self-respect, influenced most of the United States to give up any of their own self-betterment programs and subsequent reading lists. Ironically, Timothy, she too had a lot more time for TV. Without the pivotal performance of the Polyphonic Spree at the White House in 2007, and thus missing your follow-up shows at the United Nations and the Gaza Strip in 2008, the message of hope and pacifism were lost on many warring nations, failing to act as a catalyst for peace in the global arena in the onslaught of World War III, a war which has lasted for nearly three decades now. Since the Great War began in 2010, nations the world over have spent all their time and funds focusing on aggressive military operations to protect themselves from an imaginary war on terror, when the real terror they ignored grew to be the greatest mind control the free world has ever seen. This was the terror of the media foundation known as Clear Station, the main financier of the war on both sides of the global conflict. While soldiers were drafted into battle all over the world, the true enemy was living in their own homes, in television, in radio, the internet. When the world wasn't looking, Clear Station pulled one of the biggest heists in the history of humankind, giving each individual a free ticket to the reality movie of their own destruction.
What?
Here we have some faces you just might recognize.
Jenny, Michael, Audrey, Ryan? What are they all doing?
After the great Clear Station media takeover of 2021, in order to avoid the draft in this country, the members of your unborn band, like many other musicians, artists, writers, and thinkers around the world, were forced into a life of digital supremacy, working directly for Clear Station in a few protected metropolitan city centers around the world.
What?
All art, dance, and music have been banned from creation. Pre-existing literature, film, and musical recordings have been burned, as Clear Station has seen them as a distraction to its employees' working schedules. Weekends and holidays, including Christmas, have been canceled as well. Everyone, including children and the elderly, work day and night in order to avoid the certain death of the battlefield in the ongoing war on terror.
And what happens if they don't want to do either?
Yes, what of the non-compliance? Clear Station has an excruciatingly simple way of dealing with these troubles, Cole.
Oh my god.
And what of you, you might be wondering, Timothy?
No! I can't! I don't want to know! I don't think I can watch this anymore!
Clear Station regrets to inform you that serial number T4X7498595002 3JP44550 is no longer a functioning component of this data center. Please resume working as scheduled.
What's that serial number stand for?
Why, that number is you, Timothy.
That's it! No more! No, please! Turn it off! I can't watch this anymore! Please make it stop! It's not true! It's not true! Make it stop! Please leave me alone! I don't want to see this anymore! Please just make it stop! And then Moses goes, if I could walk that way, I wouldn't need to have them found it. That's one of the oldest jokes. That was before I was, when I was a boy. I'm 6,000 years old. That was. Oh, hello. Pardon me, young man. I am Judas Maccabeus, ghost of Hanukkah's past. And this is my trusty mule, Ezekiel. We don't want to make a fuss. We just, we couldn't help but overhear what was going on out here, what with all the moaning and the yelling and the world wars and the clear stations and the need for the conflict resolution so the whole story can end on an up note. We were thinking B natural, as it's the leading tone in the C major scale. Here, take a listen. Here, I got a ram's horn. Leading tone. You see where we're going with that? I don't know. You don't read music, though. You don't know. You just feel it. You're one of those guys. Yeah. That's good. I don't know. Well, in regards to your whole sticky situation here, friends, let me tell you a little something that my great-grandmother Vesta always used to say to me when I was but the wee Yudisha Maccabee. She'd say, a man with no shovel that wants a shovel should have his shovel. A man with a shovel who wants a shinier shovel should dig his own grave. Here we go. You see,
I know what you mean.
A little citrus in the eye at the end. It's a little, I got citrus in my eye, I can't see, but then I can see. That's what it's helping. I don't remember how. Boom, boom, boom. You got it. Boom. All right. We've got to make tracks. We've set a piece. But before we go, in the leg, that's great. Before we go, Ezekiel and I got busy tracks to make. We got 7 more nights of house-to-house delivery before Hanukkah's over. But, you know, it's easier. We don't have to do all the heavy lifting, the big red bag like Krispy Kreme there. We get to spread it out every night, the little gifts each night. You know, he's older. Like, we got this, like the Far Side cartoon day calendars.
Oh, I love Far Side.
They are light to carry, and they lighten up each day with a little bit of joy and humor. What a mitzvah, a glorious deed Gary Lawson has provided for all of us. Oh, happy Hanukkah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I love Far Side.
Me too. You can keep it. You can keep it.
Thank you very much.
And you'll know what day it is. It's good. Okay, and just remember, Tim, if Gary Lawson can lighten up our days with a little bit of ink and paper, think of what light you can bring to the world with an orchestra full of living, breathing, talented wunderkinds united into one joyful entity with the sole purpose of giving love. Amen, Timothy. Give Grandpa a kiss. Hey, you want to milk the mule? You want to milk the mule? You can milk them.
No, okay. Thank you though.
Okay. I hold Ezekiel away.
Oh gosh. Wow. I mean, he was right. I mean, you know, they were all right. I mean, what a fool I was to think of a world without the polyphonic spree. You know, I want my shovel back. You know, I want all 24 of them back. Here we go. This has worked before. Oh God, if you can hear me, I promise, if you give me one more chance, I won't screw it up again. I want to give joy to the world again. want to deck the halls with boughs of glory again. I want to celebrate Christmas with the polyphonic spree again.
Tim wish became true. He got to go back to the sweet light in scene two. Before all the lies, lasers, leeches, and loss, back to a land where true love remains boss.
Merry Christmas.
Bye. time.
bandmates replete with a holiday bonus to each and every member, with a promise to do so each and every December. And one of our charities, homeless orphan Tiny Tim, why, he's been given a hello, Tiny Tim. Why, he's been given an apartment, reading lessons, and a speech pathologist, and a lifetime supply of Ritalin. Ready? Tim looked to the sky and waved to his invisible spirit hosts, knowing that he was touched by God's hand with those 3.5 ghosts. With things back to normal, their future set right, Tim cried,
"And to all a good night!"
Looking for this year. Oh, great!
You really liked it?
Oh, I loved it. And for every scrumptious story, you deserve a scrumptious batch of my homemade sugar cookies.
Oh! You know that I love your cookies. They're so delicious. I'm so glad that you liked my story. Oh. It put everybody else to sleep.
Oh, good.
All right.
Good. I love you too, Cookie Monster. As I love that polyphonic Christmas carol.
Yeah. You really liked it?
Oh, yeah.
Because I had a ball telling it.
Oh, stop.
No, I won't. Not in my life. I truly had a ball telling that story. I mean, it spoke to me.
It's together.
Pause.
Oh, Sanctus Maximus. Now I've had the time of my life. No, I never felt this way before. Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I owe it all to you.
Oh, I can't.
something. What's it say, Tiny Tim?
I can see it. They said, God bless, God bless.
That's right, Tiny. Sound out the syllables like we did in speech lab.
Okay, I had to do it. And it said, God bless us every,
Remember, Tiny, sometimes O's have W sounds like wow and wizard and washable eye makeup.
I remember. I remember that. Yeah, it said, God bless us every one.
Yeah!